Well, in case you didn't know, it was a plastic bin, and you pack it in with snow.
All right.
And you have to pack it in, like, really, really deep. You have to, like, take it and step on it and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
And then so you start building it in, like, a circle. So you first you build the base, and then you fill in the base full of those blocks. So you have one base. And then you
So when you, once you pack it in, you basically turn it upside down.
Yeah, and you just place it.
So it's almost
it.
Like building a sandcastle or what?
It was
like bricks, snow bricks.
Yeah, they're bricks. They turn into bricks, and they're really, really hard. Because what happens is, so you build the base out of like these blocks, and then you build on top of it into like a dome. It takes like 8 hours. It takes a long time. But after that, you have to go into the igloo.
He doesn't realize, sorry, Adam, he doesn't realize that the camera is like literally watching him the entire time.
No, I got
that. Yeah, I'm the one.
So it takes 8 hours to build the igloo.
Yeah, but then you have to go inside the igloo to warm up and melt the ice.
Yeah.
Inside the igloo.
So it seals it off.
Yeah, it seals it off. So it becomes like no air can go in or out of this ice. So the only place air can get in is through the little entrance you make, right?
How do you make the entrance?
It's just, so like you have like the big dome, right? Which is like, it's like 4 or 5 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have like just a small little archway out of these blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just basically the entrance. And you have to kind of like squeeze through, right?
So I got a question before you move on. As you build a dome of ice, I mean, do you have smaller bins that you have to use, or is it just the same size?
It's the same size bin, and what you do is like, if there's
how do you curve it so it doesn't like collapse?
Well, you can build. That's the cool thing. You can build like, say you have like a block like just on a base here. You can build it slightly offset, and you can just keep doing that to form a dome.
Oh,
so that's
wow.
That's how like the Romans made arches basically. So like the way Romans made arches and like the Eskimos made igloos was at basically the same technology, the same architectural technology.
That's interesting.
Yeah, but then if there's any cracks in the igloo, you just fill it up with snow, and then you have to go inside and stay inside so it melts the ice. But a lot of
so when you say you go inside, are you talking about your body heat is what creates?
Yeah, okay, exactly. Because it's like a blanket. It's a completely insulated area. And unfortunately, a lot of times what happens is people will go to sleep and it'll snow like a lot, and it'll fill in that small little entrance you made. And people will just suffocate to death in an igloo.
Oh, wow.
It happens a lot to people who are like aren't experienced, right? Or like sleeping in igloos.
They can't dig their way out.
Well, it's not even about digging their way out. It's just they die in their sleep just because they're running out of oxygen.
Oh, man.
Because it just fills up with carbon dioxide and it doesn't have anywhere to go.
So how do you prevent that?
So the way you prevent that is you have to poke little holes into your igloo. Just like in like four areas. And you also have to
on the top of the dome?
On the top of the dome, yeah.
Okay.
And you have to make sure the entrance is deeper than the igloo itself. So you have a base and like a foot down. The entrance would be like this. So you'd enter into the igloo, and then it would go up.
Oh, I see.
So that way, even if it snows, it doesn't fill up the entrance, basically.
I see. So you gotta poke these air holes, yeah, basically.
Or else you'll suffocate.
What do you poke it with? Just a stick, whatever
okay. You got. Yeah. But it's actually, it gets really, really hot in an igloo at night. Because I slept in that igloo with, like, four other guys. And you wouldn't even be able to tell you were in like sub degree weathers, because it feels like there's like a fireplace right next to you because it's so insulated.
Wow.
Yeah. They were actually going to build ships out of like ice in World War II, out of ice and like sawdust. It was called pyrite or something like that. And because it's such a strong material, they're going to build ships out of it. But then they just
Canadians?